We're getting set for the second St. Joseph Marathon. That is coming up 1 week from Saturday, scheduled for September 28th down in St. Joseph. Joining us now, the director of the St. Joseph Sports Commission, Brett Easley. Brett, thanks so much for coming on and chatting with us a little bit here. Just over a week out before the marathon, returning round two. You're learning, you're evolving. What is this like getting ready for the second edition of this marathon?
Well, Matt, first of all, appreciate you having me on. And, you know, I told everybody at the end of last year's race, I had just literally completed the last chapter of Marathon Race Directors for Dummy book. And so it was an interesting journey leading into last year's race. We learned a lot. We got a lot of positive feedback from runners that, you know, I told everybody, runners are brutally honest, and that's positively and negatively. And, you know, for a first-time race, obviously, we had about 16 months to plan. We needed every single day. We did a good job of listening to what was important to runners. And, you know, it really does take a village with all the moving parts of race day, route management, and things leading up to the race. And scary to believe that we're a little over a year away from the second annual. You know, when you reach year two, you can call it an annual at that point. But we're really excited. The long-term forecast for race day looks great, you know, and I think we just look forward to building on what was a solid foundation and a really exciting year two of the St. Joseph, Missouri Marathon.
You want to go in and find, all right, this works, this doesn't, we tweak this, we don't tweak that. The course overall, challenging but scenic, does it change at all this year?
You know, primarily no, but I will tell you this. So we, through the course certification process that we went through last spring, which sounds really fancy, but really what that entails is an individual from United States Track and Field Association that comes in, literally bikes the course, and is physically certifying that your distances are accurate. When he rode the course this year, we discovered that we were 100 yards short of 26.2, which is important. And so to gain that, all of our runners, knowing that if you ran the route last year, our start-finish line was on Francis Street behind City Hall. We call that Civic Center Park. When our runners left the start line, they went up to 6th Street, which connected them to the parkway. This year, our runners will connect to the parkway at 4th Street, which if that probably doesn't mean much to many people, but that's the corner where Boudreaux's is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people eat at Boudreaux's. Also, the world headquarters for the Hilliard Companies are right there as well. That's 4th Street. And that's where they'll head north, connect to the parkway. And then if you're not running the full route, the route will look exactly the same to you as it was last year if you ran. The only other change will occur to our full marathon runners at our full marathon turnaround, which for folks that know St. Joe is down by Hyde Park, Highway 752. We had to pick up about 75 yards down there. Obviously, it's football season, and I think folks can equate that to what that looks like for on a football field. So we had to make a small tweak down in the Southwest Parkway area by Benton High School here in St. Joseph. But for the most part, our route will look the same to most people and our new runners. And I think what they'll find, again, is a route that's very scenic. We purposely have incorporated some of St. Joseph's landmarks, some of places that we know runners like to run. And because as we learned last year, and I think we knew, obviously there's a huge piece to running a race is physical, but almost equally as big as that mental side. And so what you see on the route, the landscape, the aesthetics is very important. And so we took that to heart and feel like, again, it's not the flattest course you're going to find, but we do feel like it's very scenic. And for the most part, runners really enjoyed it last year, and we think they will this year as well.
You talked earlier about runners being brutally honest, and I feel like if you've got a scenic course, even if it's challenging, and you've got volunteers with a smile on their face and happy to be there, I mean, those two things with some water stations, that's all you need at the end of the day, and I think you had a lot of that last year, and looking forward to that again this year as the second annual St. Joseph, Missouri Marathon coming up September 28th. We're talking with Brett Easley, the director of the St. Joseph Sports Commission. Brett, local folks love taking part in this, but there's a lot of folks that are runners that love to travel across the country for things like this, and I believe you also said that there was one gentleman who maybe hadn't been to St. Joe in over five decades, who's making his return for the 5K. I mean, it's crazy the stories you get from some of this.
When we were talking about what a citywide marathon to promote really nationally, what it means for our community, and I think the answer to that question is it means a lot of things. You know, first and foremost, again, when we look at an event here with the St. Joseph Sports Commission, A, we want to make sure it fills fit and niche in our community first. St. Joseph has a very good running community, a growing running community, and we knew that this was an event that we were ready for. But the second piece to that, no question, is the tourism aspect. We had runners from 25-plus states that came to St. Joseph last year. That count is 15-plus this year. But I think the other piece to that tourism side is bringing some people back to our community that maybe haven't been back to our community all that much, very often. And in the case of a gentleman that's running the 5K, he sent me a note after one of our recent newsletters and said, I started my life and my roots in St. Joseph in 1953 and looking forward to coming back. So there's a gentleman that likely hasn't been back to St. Joseph, I don't know about it all, but not very much, in nearly now 60 years, if my math is correct. And this event gave him a reason to do that because he wanted to come back. He wanted to participate. And I think that's just one of many stories that are very unique. You know, I've never been a race director of a race before. In visiting with some other race directors of some major races, you know, I asked them, hey, you know, let's talk about the lead up to your event. Where are you on race day? And, you know, what I learned last year, and it was going to have to be this way, is we've got, I would tell you, probably 40 to 45 different point people that have a major responsibility in this race. And I posted up at the start-finish line. I thought that was an important place to be. And what I learned there was every runner that crosses that finish line has a story. You know, some runners are seasoned runners that depending on the distance, may be running a race every other week, if not every week. And that sounds crazy, but there are people that do that. But you've got people that as a lifelong bucket list item was to run a full marathon. And I think I made this comment a lot last year, is I felt like, especially for folks locally and regionally, this event here in St. Joseph gave people an opportunity to do that and do it here and maybe not do it. And maybe that's a life event that they wouldn't have done anywhere else. And so being at the start-finish line, knowing that a lot of those folks had family and friends that knew what a big deal it was to them, to stand there and root them on was really inspirational and really... You know, again, I think I knew the power of an event like this, but I think until I watched it with my own eyes, engaging of, A, what our group here in St. Joseph had been through previously to put the event on and get to race day, but also in understanding what our runners have been through to train. You know, really race day is icing on the cake if you've trained and you've done it right. And so, again, I just think the stories behind this race are significant and tremendous and will uncover more this year as well.
That's really well put. And I do feel like for those that might come out just to watch, it's just a lot of emotions as folks crossing the finish line. We're talking a lot about the marathon, but there's also a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K, a marathon relay. So a lot of different options for folks that haven't signed up to still jump on the STJOMOsports.com website. Go ahead, register, and get themselves ready for this event coming up September 28th. Over 400 racers combined last year. You mentioned before, those registrations still rolling in at this point. Things looking good this year?
Yeah, they are. So actually, Matt, we had 532 runners last year. Our registrations this year up 25%. You know, I look at where we were 9 days from race day last year compared to where we are this year. We're up about 110 runners from where we were at this stage in the race last year. So the trend would tell us that we should be, if that continues, in the 650 range last year, which is good growth. You know, I think ultimately we'd love to get this event around 1,000 runners. I do think that's a doable goal. It probably wasn't a doable goal in year two, but, you know, word of mouth and just good reputations and good testimonials about experience is how that's going to happen. And we made sure that we filed the testimonials that we received last year. But you know, I think you made a good point, too. Whereas we do call this the St. Joseph Marathon, if you're not the runner that's going to run the full race, you don't have to. We've got other distances for you, whether that be a half, so 13.1 miles, a 10K race, which is 6.2 miles, or a 5K race, which is 3.1 miles. Or we also have a relay team element, which is a team of five runners, can be all males, all females, or a mix of the two. And those are teams that basically split up the marathon route in fifths, and each runner takes a leg. And each leg is different. So you might have a faster leg, a shorter leg, a leg that's a little more hilly. We let the teams figure out how they want to do that. But again, a distance for everyone to participate. And you can sign up all the way until the day before race day. You cannot sign up the day of the race, but you can sign up all the way until the day before the race, which, again, the race September 28th. Registrations close on the 27th, which is the Friday before.
Should be a great event. Once again, the St. Joseph Marathon, the second annual St. Joseph, Missouri Marathon coming up September 28th, but a lot of different distances from that 26.2 all the way down to a 5K of 3.1 miles. So STJOMOsports.com is the place to register. There's going to be great swag for runners. There's also places you can buy additional swag online too, correct, Brett?
That's correct. You know, again, and thinking about what's of interest, what is a way to grow the branding of this event. We knew there was need last year for people that wanted to purchase some additional merchandise, and so we partnered with a vendor to be able to provide that. We also have a vendor that is producing wooden maps of people that may set a personal record during this event or just want to signify that they ran the race. And so they'll be set up at our packet pickup and also in our post-race chill-out following the race. So that'll be something to keep an eye on. Matt, I'm also told runners like crazy swag socks. And so we'll even have some St. Joseph Marathon-branded socks. So I expect you to buy a pair of those. But, again, just trying to continue to grow and add things that we've gotten feedback on of hey, this would be something good to add to your event the next year. And we don't want to add things to add things. We want to add things of interest and that make sense, and we're excited to see that grow this year as well.
I love the idea of socks, but I also get told here in my mid-30s, I'm old because in the 90s and the early 2000s, we were all about the ankle socks. And now kids nowadays are wearing them like, you know, mid-calf again. I'm like, well, I'm not really sure which direction to go right now, so I guess I got to buy some
socks.
So the
good news is these are mid-calf level socks.
I can be hip.
If you want to buy a pair and be trendy, give it a shot.
I need to be trendy. Brett, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for coming on and talking with us. Looking forward to the second annual St. Joseph Marathon coming up on September 28th.
That sounds great, Matt. Appreciate the opportunity.